I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. There are a few well-known families in American politics, families in which more than one member rose to the top. John Adams was president of the United States, and his grandson, John Quincy Adams, was also president. William Henry Harrison was the grandfather of Benjamin Harrison, and the two George Bushes were father and son. Similarly, the father and son of one family held down the title of Chief Engraver of the United States for 48 straight years, from 1869 to 1917. What exactly is a Chief Engraver? The Chief Engraver of the United States is the person who is in charge of coin design and the engraving of dies used to produce coins. He or she is also the highest staff member of the United States Mint. James Longacre had been the chief engraver since 1844, and he died in 1869. William Barber had been hired as Longacre's assistant 4 years earlier, and when Longacre died, William took over the position. He hired his son, Charles Barber, as his assistant. And then when William Barber died suddenly after taking a swim in freezing cold water, his son, Charles Barber, became the chief engraver of the United States. Charles held that position until his death in 1917. So for 48 years, the title of Chief Engraver of the United States remained in the Barber family. Barber Sr., William, was considered an excellent engraver. He designed the Britannia trade dollar and the United States 20-cent piece, which was horribly unpopular, mainly because people had trouble telling it apart from a quarter. So it was issued for circulation for just 2 years, 1875 and 1876. Barber Jr., Charles, was not such a great artist. Most people thought his assistant, George Morgan, was more talented. And after Charles died, Morgan became the United States chief engraver. But Charles Barber did design four of our United States coins. Or was it two? Here's what I mean by that. He designed the Liberty Head nickel, and he designed the Barber dime, the Barber quarter, and the Barber half dollar. But those three coins looked almost identical, except for size. The head's side was a bust of Lady Liberty, and the tail's side of the quarter and half dollar was an American eagle. Now here's the shocker for me. From 1892 until 1912, our nickels, dimes, quarters, and half dollars were all designed by the same man, Charles Edward Barber. His nickel was minted from 1883 until 1912, and his dime, quarter, and half dollar were all first issued in the same year, 1892. His half dollar was minted for 24 years, and his dime and quarter for 25 years. For comparison purposes, our current nickel, dime, quarter, and half dollar were all designed by different artists. I wonder if our ancestors got tired of looking at all those coins that looked just alike. Barber designed several commemorative coins, too, the Columbian Exposition half dollar, the Lewis and Clark Exposition gold dollar, the Panama Pacific Exposition gold dollar, and the William McKinley gold dollar. A quick look at Charles Barber's personal life. He was born in England in 1840 and came to the United States when he was 12. He was married twice. His first wife died. He had a daughter, but she did not become chief engraver of the United States. Barber's term as chief engraver was a long one. He served under all these presidents: Rutherford B. Hayes, James Garfield, Chester A. Arthur, Grover Cleveland, Benjamin Harrison, William McKinley, Theodore Roosevelt, William Howard Taft, and Woodrow Wilson. And he had somewhat of a feud with Teddy Roosevelt. Roosevelt wanted to hire a non-mint employee, the famous sculptor Augustus St. Gaudens, to redesign all of our coins from the penny to the silver dollar. St. Gaudens did end up designing the 1907 Eagle and Double Eagle, $10 and $20 gold pieces, but he didn't do our common coins. And Charles Barber died in 1917. Well, thanks for listening, and for a look at my book and some free articles on metal detecting and treasure hunting, please visit my website, treasuremanual.com. A great Christmas present, hint, hint, in the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.